Simon & Schuster Audio presents August Wilson, A Life by Patty Hardigan. Narrated by Dion Graham. With an afterword read by the author.
For my mother, Nancy Irene Hardigan, and for all mothers whose love is both tender and fierce.
There is a way under, around, or through any door. August Wilson. Prologue. To arrive at this moment in my life, I've traveled many roads, some circuitous, some brambled and rough, some sharp and straight, and all of them have led, as if by some grand design, to the one burnished with art and small, irrevocable tragedies. August Wilson. On March 22, 2003, under a somber gray sky, August Wilson walked slowly up the steps of St. Benedict the Moor Church, the grand, imposing Roman Catholic cathedral on Crawford Street at the base of Pittsburgh's Hill District. The temperature was in the low 50s, typical for early spring in Pittsburgh, but an unforgiving drizzle added a nip to the air. Wilson had cut short a trip to Syracuse to be back in Pittsburgh that day. He sported a black turtleneck and a brown tweed jacket, topped by a trench coat to keep away the chill. His signature Borsellino fedora shadowed the deep circles under his puffy eyes. His neatly trimmed beard was more salt than pepper. He hadn't originally planned on spending the day back home in Pittsburgh. His latest play, Gem of the Ocean, was about to make its world premiere in less than a month at the Goodman Theater in Chicago. He had finished a very rough draft, and he would rewrite during rehearsals, the same way he had revised the other plays in his ambitious 10-play cycle about African Americans in the 20th century. Gem was the 9th play in the cycle. He had one more to go, and he already felt the pressure of completing the goal he had set for himself so long ago. He had also foolishly agreed to write and perform a one-man autobiographical show for a benefit fundraiser at the Seattle Repertory Theater. He hadn't written a word, and he had just 2 months left before he had to get up on the stage and play himself as a young man. He was a perennial procrastinator, but standing on the steps of that church, looking up toward the Hill District, he was burdened by grief and memories, many of them painful. He had mourned his mother, Daisy Wilson, at this very church 20 years ago, almost to the day. He knew he was going to pay tribute to her in his one-man show, and he had already thought about what to say. "There will come a day when you will suffer the most profound grief imaginable," is what he eventually wrote. And you look up and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?